Good evening, church.
Good evening.
Sometimes it's hard to be the first, especially when you're having such fun. The spirit is high, and I'm blessed to be here. As I humbly stand before you, I'd like to just take this opportunity. You know it's coming. Thank you for being here. I'd like to thank my wife. I sort of get on her nerves most of the time. But anyone that knows me knows that I am capable of doing it. Also like to thank the pastor who always gives me a push. But it's okay, because I understand. Give me a second. I just need to pray a little bit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for waking me up this morning. I do understand that you control everything.
Hallelujah.
And I am just a humble servant in your army. And I thank you. I thank you for being part of the body of Christ. As I humbly stand up here, I ask that anything that's not of you, stop it, Father. Stop it. The words that I'm about to say, anything that's not pleasing to you, do not allow me to say it, Father. I ask that you give me the wisdom, the understanding to say your words. I also ask that you give every body part of you that's up here tonight the words and the wisdom to move forward with your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. The first word, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When you say those words and you think about what Jesus did, it humbles you. Because when you look back and understand the process that he went through and he held fast, he knew that he was coming here not to take up a sword and destroy the Romans, in which he could have very well done because he had the power. There's no doubt about that. He came here to fulfill the prophecy. He came here to redeem each and every one of us. Forgiveness is what he preached. If you look back over his history, you'll understand that even from the first, he always forgave people, no matter what. And he was consistent with the forgiving. It didn't matter. The group of the crowd that was attempting to stone this person, and she ran past Jesus, and he stopped her, and he said, let the person that's without sin cast the first stone. Forgiveness. Forgiveness does, it starts with that first person in the mirror, but that first person in the mirror needs to back up and look at it from a different perspective. Forgiveness starts with everybody. All of us have things that we need to forgive people for, including myself. Just take a second and look at your neighbor. It doesn't matter if you know the person or not. Just take a look at them. There's something that we all need to do. Just forgive. When Jesus was on the cross, hanging on the cross, and you think of all the things that was done to him by the soldiers, they stabbed him, they poked him, they placed that thorn on his head and pushed it down real heart. David gave him, I believe, I'm not sure of the color. It says purple in the Bible, robe. Just tried to humiliate him. They spat on him. They did all sorts of things to him. And he just looked down at him. And again he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they did. But what really gets you about that is that it didn't matter what they did. It didn't matter whether it was intentional or accidental. That's how Jesus does for us. That's what God does for us. Because all of us have done some things that we want our Father to forgive us for. It just has a way of humbling you. It's at a point sometimes when you really start to think of what that means for us. That was the entire world that he died for us. So that we may have another opportunity. Another year. Another month. Another week. Another day. Another hour. And another second. To get it right because of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Just to be able to forgive us regardless. Thank you.